Okay, so we're doing Dalet Amud Aleph and Shabbos. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye's Ibaya. So Bibi Bar Abaye. So Rav Bibi, we'll call it Rav Bibi for short. He had an Abaya. Okay, an Ibaya. Okay? A question. Two-sided question. And we did this question, we gave a svara, but you'll see it's not going to pan out exactly. So let's go over it. So the basic background here is this. One thing is that there's an issur to bake on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put bread in the oven and let it bake. Okay? And when it bakes, you're chayev. That's a malacha de'oraisa. There's another halacha, which is an issur d'rabbanan, namely, let's assume you put the bread in the oven prior to Shabbos, in which case leaving it in isn't a problem. There's no malacha. But there's a separate issur to use a knife. They had a special way, is the way they made their breads. They took these dough balls, threw them onto the wall of the oven, and then when they were ready, they had a special way of scraping them off with like a knife or whatever. So the completion of the baking process was using the knife to scrape off the dough. It's called rediyas hapas. Okay, it's like the scraping off the bread with a knife. So that's an issur d'rabbanan. Because if a person, simple pshat, the way the Ram says is, if you allow a person to do this, to complete the baking process, namely pulling the bread off, he'll come to actually bake, which is an issur d'oraisa. So the rabbanan, it's a shvus, it's a protection of the Torah, that you're not allowed to do that final step of the baking, namely peeling it off. Okay, peeling off the breads. Okay, so Rabibi's case is where a person, it's like they'll dominate off two dots. It says, Hidbik pas betanor, so let's assume you do that on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you attach the bread to the oven, and now what's going to happen is, now you're faced with an interesting dilemma. Because if you leave the bread there, then it's going to bake in Yom Rechayiv and Yom Rechayiv deraisa. If you pull the bread off to prevent the Yisra deraisa, you're going to get an Yisra derabanan. So the question is, did the Rabbanan matir the guy to peel off the bread, which is an Issa Darabanan, did they matir that Issa Darabanan in order to prevent the guy or protect the guy against violent Issa Daraisa? Or not? Or you say, no, there's no such allowance. Okay, that's Rabbi Bibi's Ibaya. Okay, do we allow him or do we not? So the question is, what's the svara here, right? So we had a svara, but what I'll do is I'll fill you on the svara we had, and then we'll go further, we'll see why it's not going to end up working out. But basically, before in the svara, the basic approach we said is, on the one hand, the argument would be that after all, a derabbanan is here to protect, the whole idea of a derabbanan is to protect the deoraisa. And now here, it's going to lead to a violation of the deoraisa. So therefore, what sense does it make to do the derabbanan and to apply the derabbanan in this case? Here, it's by you keeping the rabbanan, you're definitely going to be violating the deoraisa. So therefore, that argument would say, it should be mutter. Okay? The other argument would be is that it's very nice, that's the reason why the Rabbanan have their law, but Bauman is a law is a law. And there's an issue of the Rabbanan to peel the bread off the oven. Now what right do you have to peel it off? Now you'll say, yeah, because the whole reason why the Rabbanan, yeah, that's very nice, that's why. But halachically, Bauman is an issue of the Rabbanan here to peel the bread off, and you simply can't violate it. Okay? So we say, what does that boil down to? So we said the question is clearly the Darabonans are there in order to protect the Deoraisa. That's the Darabonans are there to make a geder to the Torah. A fence to protect the Deoraisa. But the question is the geder the reason why the Rabbanans set up their Isurim? Is it merely a reason? Or do you say that it's the very halacha, part of the very halacha itself? In other words, namely, what does it mean part of the very halacha itself? Namely, you must protect the Torah by not scraping bread off the oven. Or you must protect the Torah by not taking medicine on Shabbos. Or, in other words, that's actually the shame get there is actually a halachic component of every Issa Darabanan. Or the other way is no, that halachically a law is a law, and Issa Darabanan is you're not allowed to ride a horse, period. Why the Rabbanan say you're not allowed to ride a horse? Yeah, the reason why they enacted that is in order to protect the Torah. But halachically, it's not a part of it. So that's the question. Is this din geder a halachic component of every Issa Darabanan or not? So he said, what's the difference? So he said, if you say that it is, that the halacha is protect the Torah by not scraping bread off of the oven. So then, in an instance where you leaving the bread there, it's going to lead to a din issur d'oraisa. So then it's a contradiction. Simply, the issur d'rabbanan cannot exist. Because the issur d'rabbanan is protect the Torah in this manner. But here, by leaving it on the contrary, you're not protecting the Torah, you're violating the d'oraisa. So it's like the issur d'rabbanan becomes undermined in Rav Bibi's case. OK, Okay, if you say that halachically the character of the Yisra Rabbanon is a geder to protect the Torah, then here it's not a protection, so it'll cease to exist. But if you say that the geder is just the time, the reason why the Rabbanon answered the Bavamon is now even independent halachic Yisra to peel bread off the oven, so now you're faced with this independent Yisra. Now you have no right to violate it. You'll say, the Rabbanan would have never made it in this case. That's true, they may not have. But the problem is, they made a law independent of the reason. The reason is separate, but this is the law. The law is, you're not allowed to take, you're not allowed to peel bread off the oven on Shabbos. So now, you're not allowed to. You're going to violate a Nisa D'Oraisa? That's unfortunate, but there's a Nisa D'Rabbanan in place here. You're not allowed to, you have no right to violate the Nisa D'Rabbanan. So that's what we said. That's the question. Is the Shem Geder a halacha component of the Isser, or is it just the reason for the Isser? And this is for all the Isser Darabana. And so at this point, for all the Isser Darabana. Okay, so good. So let's go with that. For now, let's go there. We'll see. A problem will emerge. But let's take the question of the Gemara. We got to get a little bit of facts here in the Gemara, and then we'll see what happens. So the Gemara asks, so this is Rabbi Bizibaya. Okay, so Omar le Rav Acha bar Abaye the Ravina. So I guess it's Ravivi's brother. I guess, right? They're both bar Abaye. So Rav Acha bar Abaye said to Ravina. He didn't go to Ravivi directly, but he said it to Ravina. Okay. Hey Chidami. Okay, what are we talking about? What's the case here? How is this? Ilema Bishogeg Velo Idkirlei. So if you're saying that he did it b'shogeg, he put the bread on the oven on Shabbos, b'shogeg, and he didn't realize that he put it on, he didn't realize it was going to bake or something like that, right? Rashi, v'lo idker, says, ko demafial shegegasel, shehi Shabbos, o shemachal zo asur, maybe if he didn't realize until it finished baking that it was Shabbos, or that this was asur. So obviously it doesn't make sense. So l'man hatiro. So what do you mean? Are they matir you to peel it off? It's talking about if you say that he put it on b'shogeg and he didn't realize that it was Shabbos until after the thing already baked. So then what's Rabbi's question? That doesn't, right? It's a setup. That obviously doesn't make any sense, right? It's just ruling out the possibilities. It can't be that he didn't realize that it was Shabbos until after the thing already baked. Because then what's your shaila? You already did it. It's already baked. What are you gonna do now? Peeling it off? Of course you can't peel it off. Right? So that can't be. So it can't be that he did it b'shogeg and he didn't realize the avera until after it was already baked. So ve'el olav the other vidker. So it must be talking about where he put it on b'shogeg. Okay, we'll see. This is going to get to show mezid later. But let's say he put it on b'shogeg and he realized before it baked, he says, wait a second, oops. Now I have to worry about, I have this bread here. Now what do I do? So the thing is, do you have a right to peel it off in order to prevent the chli of chatas or not? Right? Because if I leave it on, then it's going to be chli iser b'shogeg. I'm going to be violating the derisa of baking b'shogeg, so I'd be chai of chatas. So did they allow the guy to prevent that chli of chatas before it's too late or not? So the Gemara says, yeah, but hold on a second. Mi machayev? But is the guy going to be chai of chatas in that case? V'hatnan. In order to be chayav achatas, for instance, they have a case. The case is a Mishnah there, and this quotes there in Kuf Beis. Cases if you throw something, let's say from Rosh Hashanah to Shas Rabim, and you throw up a shogeg, you didn't realize it was Shabbos or something, and while it was mid-air, you realize, oh no, it's Shabbos. And then it rests. Then it rests afterwards, after you realize that. So that's you're not chayv achatas. You're not chayv karbon. Because to be chayv karbon, you have to be shogeg the whole way through. Okay, from the beginning till the end, you have to be shogeg. That's what's teaching. Tchilasan v'sofan b'shkaga. Which means that it has to be b'shogeg. But in that case, since you knew before it rested, you already had knowledge. Shogeg means you didn't know that it was asur. But here, even though you couldn't have done anything about it when it was mid-air, but since you knew at that point that it was an isur, so therefore, you don't say it was shogeg through and through, and therefore there's no chayev. Okay, you're not chayev. You're not chayev a carbon in that case. Basically, so saying is, so that's a general principle that in order to be chayav achatas, you have to be shogig through and through, from beginning to end. So in this case of the baking, if you're telling me, if the guy, so again, back to the beginning, so if the guy didn't know about it the entire time, then he'd be chayav achatas, but then it's too late, what's the shayla? Could he pull it off? Of course, the baking already happened. So you're going to have to say it's where he realized before it actually baked. But if he realized before it actually baked, then he's not going to be chayav achatas. Because his chayav achatas only is if he was unaware of the thing the entire time. But since he became aware before it baked, so then from that point on, he's not a shogeg. So therefore, he wouldn't be chayav achatas. He wouldn't be chayav achatas, so therefore this doesn't work out either. Okay? So David's question is, yeah, but he's still over in Issa D'Oraisa. It's just that technically you can't slap him with the chiyav, because the chiyav karbon is certain conditions, and the chiyav doesn't mean that it's not Issa D'Oraisa. I mean, it's still Issa D'Oraisa, but how much you bake the thing on Shabbos? So it's true the chiyav chatos has the condition of the chiyav chatos is a condition of tchilas v'sof v'shkaga, but it should be matir the guy to peel it off to prevent his violation of this. So who cares about the chiyav chatos? What about what they call the iser chatos? And that's so says. Tema the lishni emily de iser chatos. Kedamar samach kol nishav de iser skila. It's not only the kasha is a better kasha than just that, because later the gemara actually does that. You'll see. Later the Gemara actually changes it. Because in the Ibaya, if you look at the way Ravibi asks the Ibaya, it says, So the way he phrases it is before he's the Chiyav Chatas. So, but you could always say, it's Lavdavka, really it means an Isser Chatas. That's also his Kasha. It's a good Kasha. Okay, you'll see. The Tosu Rashi asks the Ramban, ask it. I think we'll get to the Ramban's answer at some point. Okay, that's my plan. Okay, but for the time being, let's leave out that question. Okay, so the Gemara's kasha is that if it's shogeg, if you put it on b'shogeg, then mimon v'shach is not going to work out. This ibaya doesn't make sense, because if you realize it before you put it on, before it bakes fully, so then it's not shogeg through and through, and there's no chiyav chatas. There's no chiyav chatas if it's not shogeg the whole time. And if you don't realize it until afterwards, in which case you would be chayav achatas, but then it's already too late. Now what's your kasha? Could you peel it off? It's not going to retroactively take away the chayav achatas, so then there's no ibaya altogether. So either way, it doesn't work out. So it's very nice conceptually, Rav Bibi, you got a great ibaya. But his brother chimes in that it doesn't have a practically, there's no case for it to work out. It doesn't have a case. Rav Ach is saying it doesn't have any case to work out, because in shogeg, either way, it's not going to work out. Okay, it's going to get to Mesa. That's where it's going to go next. But in Shogi, it's not going to work out. Okay, is there a question? Okay, it's moving right along. Okay, I mean, I just have to get the Chajman out, get the Chajman so we can get the move on to this forest. So this is like this. Now it says, oh, let's see Rashi. This is a funny principle, by the way. At some point, I'd like to understand the principle. What kind of principle is that? That you only chayav achatas if you're shogeg the whole time? I mean, if it's midair, what's the difference if you realize it's midair? But you were shogeg, I mean, who cares? Midair, when you can't do anything about it anymore anyways. You know, that's what now I'm amazed, because midair, I didn't stop it. I mean, it's midair. It's too late. I mean, well, what's that principle? It'd be nice if we could understand the principle. But let's leave this. Let's see. Rashi explains it a little bit, it seems. So it says, mi mechayev Chatas b'afiyaso, tchilas v'sofa. Tchilas ha-melacha v'sofa. Okay, the beginning and the end of the melacha. Lo noda'a lo shigigaso ad shenigmara avera. That it has to be that you did not know about the shogeg until the avera is totally complete. But again, in our case, if you knew about it before it was complete, so then there's yonachayev chatas. Okay? Fine. So now the Gemara goes like this. Back to our Gemara. So it says, Omar Rav Shila. I'm sorry. I bet, right? Hashit Chosim Sov Meshkaga. Fine. Ella B'mezid. Right? It's B'mezid. Okay, it's B'mezid. So the saying is, it must be talking about where the guy put the bread in the oven B'mezid, and now he wants to know if you're allowed to peel, if he's allowed to peel it off in order to prevent his Chiyuv Skila. Right? Because they're amazing. So the Gemara asks, Kodesh Shevo Deis or Skila Mi Bahilai? But he didn't say that. If you look at Rav Bibi's question, he says, Kodesh Shevo Deis Chiyuv Chatas. Chatas is for Shogeg. Skila is for Mezid. So if you tell me the case is b'mezid, shogeg doesn't work out. That's why initially he went to shogeg, because he says chatas. Chatas is by shogeg. So he says, but now he can't work out shogeg, so he says mezid. Yeah, but the problem is mezid, that's not what Rabbi's talking about. Rabbi's not talking about mezid, because he says, kodum shavel dechiv chatas. And it should have said, kodum shavel dechiv skila. Okay, good. So it goes, Amar of Shila Ola Mishogeg. Okay, so backed off. Okay, backs off. So really it's Shogeg. Okay, but now we have the same problem again. Right? So it says, Ulaman Hetiru L'Acherim. It means for other people. Other people. What does it mean? Rashi. Achar Shara'a. If another guy sees it. So you did it Mishogeg. Okay, you put it on Mishogeg. And you don't realize. Okay, and basically you're about to be over. You're going to be Chevachai V'chatas the second it gets baked totally. And obviously, if you don't know about it, because if you know about it, you're not going to be chayav chatas anymore. But some other guy observes this thing going on here. And, ubalafaneinu lishoel. So now he comes to the bezdin, or he comes to Rav, and he asks, could I be liradosa? Come shevachaveiro de chayav chatas. Am I allowed to peel it off, violate isur darabonin, in order to protect my friend from the isur deraisa? In order to protect my friend from the isur deraisa. Right? That's the advice. It works out great. It's not talking about the guy himself, it's talking about someone else. Same question, what's the difference? Point is, it's a Durabanan, which is supposed to be a Geder for the Deoraisa, but here, by enforcing the Issa Durabanan and saying you're not allowed to peel it off, the other guy's going to be Chayav Deoraisa. He's going to be over in Issa Deoraisa. So the same question is, what's the difference if it's you or if it's the other guy? So that's what I'm saying, is that you work out the case where it's talking about a different guy. Okay? Question? Okay, good. So the Gemara says, "Maskef la Rav Sheshes, v'chi omrim lo la adam chata, kedei sheyizka chavercha." Do you tell one person to do a chait in order so that the other guy will be able to get off the hook? But one guy is asking, "You're letting us." This guy is asking, "Could I peel it off to protect my friend?" What? How's it? What? I'm allowed to do an issur to protect my friend? I understand the guy himself, I guess, is going to do this or to protect himself. But to protect your friend? So whoever heard of that? You can't violate an Isser. Rashi. You say, even so, choose Drabban Deraisa. But you ever say to a guy, you do an Isser, a light Isser, so that to prevent your friend, to protect your friend from an Isser Chamor? Forget about it. You can't say that. Apparently that's like a principle. Tosis is going to ask it. We do say that sometimes. But let's accept the intuitive sense of that. That you don't tell one guy to do an Isser to protect the other guy, even from a more chamor Isser, but you don't do that. Okay, so that's what he's saying, is that, so that it doesn't, that's the Cherem case, doesn't I understand to say I will violate an Issa Darabanan to protect myself from an Issa Daraisa, because I'm going to violate an Issa anyways. I'm going to violate an Issa Daraisa, so now we'll do the Darabanan to prevent the Issa Daraisa. But another guy who's an innocent guy, you can tell him to violate Issa Darabanan in order to protect the other guy from Issa Daraisa? How do you do that? How do you allow one guy to violate an Issa for another guy? Okay, that's the Gemara. It's a mosque, if it's a svara question. But Rosh Hashanah holds, a svara, you can't do that. That's impossible. Okay? Anyone sense a problem? So Sajoy says, good. This is a knock on our svara. Because our svara is that the shame gather is built into the Isser Derabanan. It's intrinsically built into it, that it is a protection of the Deoraisa. And the second we're listening to the Derabanan will lead to an Isser Deoraisa. So it can't be a gather. Right? It undermines the very definition of the Isser, and the Isser simply falls away. It ceases to exist. Because again, the conceptual idea is protect the Torah by not peeling off the bread. But if not peeling off the bread will be causing a Torah violation, okay, so then you can't say that. You can't say protect Torah by leaving the bread on. On the contrary, you'll have to peel it off. So this is the Rabbanan. We said it would cease to exist the moment it runs into conflict with the Nisr Deraisa. It would cause the Nisr Deraisa. Oh, but if that's the case, well, who cares if it's your Isser or the other guy's Isser? The bottom line is that one guy put bread in the oven on Shabbos. And it's going to be a Nisr Deraisa. Now, the Rabbanan says don't peel it off, but let's say a different guy. But a different guy, if another guy listens to this Darabanan, it's going to turn out the Torah is going to be broken. My Torah, your Torah, the Torah. It's going to break down the Torah. So now, it's not pshat that are we allowing the other guy to be a chote in order to protect the other guy. Like the Gemara is saying, do we allow one guy to sin to protect the other guy? It's not a sin. The guy's not doing anything wrong. Our svara is that the Isser simply doesn't exist in the face of the Deoraisa. Because since the Shem Geder is the definition of the Isser, so therefore in the second it runs into conflict with the Deoraisa, the Isser ceases to exist. But this Gemara, it sounds like it doesn't cease to exist. Because it says it's a chait. So it's a chayt, it calls it a chayt. Are we going to tell one guy to be a chote, to do an avera in order to protect the other guy? It's not according to us. You say, what do you mean? It's not an avera. That's the whole svara. Vivi's whole svara is that there is no avera here. I mean, but you see, the Gemara doesn't accept that. Apparently, the Gemara holds, it is an avera. It is an avera. But the only thing is, maybe we'll matir it. Maybe for the guy himself, maybe we'll matir it. We'll allow you to violate this darabana in order to do the dera, to protect the deraisa. But we're not going to allow the other guy. Like the other guy. So in which case, the svara seems to fall away. Because now what's the svara? What's the question? Now the question is, it is an Isidore. This Durban does not fall away. This Durbanon can't fall away. It's there. Now the question is, now that there's an Isidore Banon, do you allow the guy to violate, the guy himself, the Ibaya is, do you allow him, the guy himself to violate the Isidore Banon in order to avoid the Duraisa, or do you not allow him to? So now we're short of svara for that question. So what's the story? Back to the original question. The guy himself. Back to the original question. Do you allow him to do it or do you not allow him to do it? Can I even follow why? Can I even follow that? Let's say like this. I have a question. Let's say we have... Let's say there's no Isser of Diyasapas. Forget the Isser of Diyasapas. Okay, let's assume that was an Asser. Okay, so now let's say I put in... Or let's say I forget a deal. Let's say I take a chicken and I put it in the oven on Shabbos. Okay, put it in the oven on Shabbos. And now it's not baked yet, so not over the Isser until it bakes. Let's say, it takes a half hour to bake. And 28 minutes into the thing, for whatever the shear of baking is, 28 minutes into the thing, I say, wait a second. Do I have to take it out? So to speak, is it optional to take it out, or am I mechuyev to take it out? Take it out of the oven and prevent the baking? Am I not mechuyev to do it? I already put it in. So I'm mechuyev to take it out. So on the one hand, you want to say, of course you have to take it out, because what are you going to do? Let the thing bake? I mean, that's the Isser of baking. On the other hand, you say, well, what exactly is mechuyev me? Right? Like, it feels wrong, but that's not a halachic thing. Like, what's the chiyev? What's mechuyev me to take it out, right? That's why you're saying no, because where's the chiyev? There's an Isser of baking, but where is there a chiyev of not baking, right? Okay, so I think the answer is shmira. Shmiras HaMitzvos. Is that there's a halachic Shmiras HaMitzvos, it's a halachic institution. Shmir is like guarding the mitzvos. So it's true, there's an Isser, the Los HaSemis, you're not allowed to do this action, but a person has to be a Shomer of the Torah. You have to guard the Torah. And guarding the Torah here, if you have this Isser which is about to fall upon you and you could prevent it, so you're Mechliyev to prevent it. Shmiras HaMitzvos is like a general. There's no specific tzura of like a chiyev, like a mitzvah or something like that. But it comes under your overall idea that you have to be shomer of the mitzvahs. Right? Like if a guy violates Nisr Darabanan, a Nisr B'shogeg. So what's he lacking? He's lacking the Shmiras HaMitzvos. It means if you put yourself in a situation, like a dangerous situation, where you're bound to violate it, something, you're lacking a Shmira. For instance, if you go chopping wood in a forest and you kill a guy, you're lacking your Shmiras HaNefesh. Shmira means you always have to be guarding and preventing this the Yisurim. So Shmira says, obviously, if the thing is, Shmira is even if it might happen. If the Isser D'Oraisa is going to happen, so my Shmiras HaMitzvos is definitely Mimchayev me to pull it out. To pull it out of the oven. Okay? So far, so good? Okay? Fine. So with that premise in mind, so now you have an interesting question. Because now you put the thing in on Shabbos. Now you have a chiyuv, your Shmiras HaMitzvos demands that you take it out. But on the other hand, the Isser D'Rabbanan says you're not allowed to. Right? So how are we going to resolve this problem? You have an Isser to do it. Isser D'Rabbanan to do it. On the other hand, you have a chiyuv, like a more amorphous kind of a chiyuv, but an idea of your Shmiras HaMitzvos demands that you pull it out. So what do you do? Okay? So I think the answer is, it depends on our original Ibaya, on our original Chakira. Okay? Namely, if you say that that Issa Darabanan, the reason why, whatever, but halachically, an Issa Darabanan is, it's a Maisa Isser to take bread out of the oven on Shabbos, to peel the bread off of the oven. So now you have an Isser. So it's very nice. Your Shmiras HaMitzvah, so the amorphous Shmiras HaMitzvah says that you have to guard the Torah and you have to, yeah, but not at the expense of an Isser. You can't, Shmiras HaMitzvah can't tell you to do an Isser. So that's it. You have a concrete halachic Isser here. And they have no right to violate the concrete Isser. Now it's true, you lack in your the Gavra's Shmiras HaMitzvah is lacking, but you have a real Tzuras Isser. This is a Maisa Isser, so you can't be a Shomer of the Mitzvahs by violating it by doing an Isser. So it's a Maisa Isser. Okay. But if you say that the very definition of a Geder is a Geder, what's a Geder? A Geder is a Shmira of the Torah. Right? So now, and that's what it means. What the Rabbanan are saying is that we're going to be Shomer, you're Mechuyev to be Shomer the Torah, to guard, right? That's what Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti. It's like, Asu Mishmeres L'Torah. It's like, Mishmeres is a guard. So the Rabbanan means you have to guard the Torah by not pulling bread off of the oven. Okay, and so Issa Rabbanan is a Shmira of the Deraisa. So now that's, so not pulling bread off is you must guard the Issa Afia by not peeling bread off of the oven. But here, guarding, that's in a general sense, that I have to guard the Issur HaFiyah by not peeling bread off the oven, because in general, in the long term, if I peel bread off the oven, I'm going to end up doing a HaFiyah. So in a general sense, I have to be guarding guarding Issur HaFiyah by not pulling bread off. But here, on the contrary, guarding the Issur HaFiyah in a concrete sense, right now, says, pull that bread off the oven and prevent the baking. So you have a conflict here, and as your Shmira, some mitzvahs on the one hand, tells you that you must pull it off. Your Shmira tells you pull it off to prevent the Issa D'Oraisa. And then your Shmira, which is Issa D'Rabbanan, but the Issa D'Rabbanan is halachically an institutionalized Shmira, tells you that you have to leave it on in order to, so that next time or some other time, it won't lead to an Issa D'Oraisa. Oh, but then if you have the clash between those two Shmiras, the actual Shmira right now, because there's Nisa D'Oraisa present versus the institutional generic Shmira, so the actual Shmira right now is going to win out. But that's assuming that the Shmira is the halachic character to a Nisa D'Rabbanan. That the Gadder, the Shmira of the D'Oraisa, is part of the halachic form of Nisa D'Rabbanan. But if you say Nisa D'Oraisa is the reason why the Rabbanan set up Nisa D'Rabbanan, but Nisa D'Rabbanan is a halachic Isser, the Tzuras Isser, Maisa Isser, so now you have no right to do a Maisa Isser in order to be a Shomer of the Torah. So you have a concrete Tzuras Isser. It's like two different worlds. You just can't do that. You can't eat chicken and milk in order so you don't do Shmira of the Torah or whatever. And they're totally different things, unrelated. So even this Darabonim, so you're not allowed to violate. This is Darabonim. Okay? But, let's assume it's my friend who put the thing on the oven. They put the thing in the oven. So now you don't say, I have a chi of Shmiras HaTorah to pull the thing out from my friend. That's my friend. The guy who was the Shmira means you have to guard, what does it mean Shmiras HaMitzvahs? It means you have to guard yourself. That's the devil yourself. You have to guard yourself, again, make sure, prevent yourself, guard the mitzvahs means for you. For you. So the thing is, so my friend did it, if I did it, put the bread in the oven, so now my chiv of Shmiras HaMitzvahs demands that I pull it out. But if my friend put bread in the oven, I'm not engaged by a chiv of Shmira. So now, I am engaged by Nisa D'Rabbanan. A generic Shmiras HaMitzvah says I'm not allowed to pull bread out of the oven because that's going to lead to Nisa D'Oraisa. So you say, because my friend has a chiv Shmira, what does that do with me? But with the chiv Omrim La'adim Chata Kadesh Yizka Chavercha, you say, tell one guy to violate Nisa D'Rabbanan to protect the other guy? So this only works because within one guy, he's faced with a Shmiras HaMitzvah to pull the bread out of the oven and a Shmiras HaMitzvah to leave the bread in the oven. And the one which has the concrete is the Raisa right now is going to win out. But another guy, it's not going to work. You know, another guy, it is going to be an Avera. It's going to be a Chait. So in a certain sense, you'd say, is even by yourself, in a certain sense, you are doing the Issa D'Rabbana. It's not pshat that the Issa D'Rabbana doesn't exist. It's pushed aside. It's like when there's a clash between the Chiyuv Shmira and the two Chiyuv Shmira, so it pushes aside and they're matir the Issa D'Rabbana. But it's because of the clash. It's like a real clash. It's not just saying that it doesn't exist. It's a little different than we were saying previously. It's not pshat it doesn't exist. It's pshat is that it's pushed aside by your primary chiyuv shmirah of guarding, preventing yourself from violating nesed deraisa. But it's not that it doesn't exist whenever it may lead to nesed deraisa. It's nidchis, it's pushed away by a primary chiyuv shmirah, but that's not going to go on the other guy. So by the other guy, the question is just, am I going to be, to protect another person? It's true, in general, I have to watch out for another guy. But am I going to tell me to violate nesed in order to protect the other guy? Where did you see such a thing? That's what I was asking. I'm not changing in form, I'm not changing the original svar. In particular, it's a little different, is that originally, the chakira is the same. Is the shem gather, or the shem we're calling shmira now, shem gather built into the isser, or nisder aban, or is it just a reason? But if it is built in, originally we were saying is, so since it's built in, it simply won't exist when it's in conflict with the nisder deraisa. Here we're not saying that. We're saying is that it's a din that it's going to be nidchis by the coexistent Shmira that tells you have to take the bread out of the oven, protect the Eretz of the Eretz. But that's only going to be by you, it's not going to be by the other guy. So it's the protecting the Svar against the Kasha. I mean, the Kasha is forcing us to redefine it a little bit. It's also good because it's not just, I think this was bothering us also, it's like, it's not just because it doesn't exist because there is an Issa Doraisa which is going to be violated out there somewhere. You know, it's not. So that was, I think, what you were getting at. It's like, what does that have to do with me? You know, but I was thinking about, even by you, what does that have to do with you? But the relationship is because, no, it does have to do with you. Because if you put it in, then you have a Chiyuv Shmira to prevent your Issa Doraisa. So then, now there's a tziraf. Right now, my shmira says I have to pull it out, and my chiyuv says put it in. But another guy, there's no halachic relationship between those two. So it's like the other idea which we had is that it can't exist in the face of the araisa, but the tziraf becomes sharper. You know, it's not just when it could lead to the araisa somehow. It's a concrete relationship through the shmira. There's things you can say. I said I have to prevent to help my friend, but I think that's what the Gemara is asking. That's true, and that's why in theory I would help my friend. But v'chiyom la'adam chata k'deshi is kachavercha, and my mechuyav is ba'arvus go so far to say that I'm going to that to help him out, I'm going to violate my shmir. I'm going to violate nisr for me. Is that? That's already a different kind of a thing. Your shmira, the deraisa, could push off the derabanan, but could my helping out another guy do that? Do we say such a thing? That's already a big move to say that. And that's what the Gemara is tasseling. So that's Rav Sheshes by the mask. If that you don't say that, but that Tosa is going to get into that. I mean, I think that's going to be a question. It's because again, it's not so simple. You don't say that, but you could say that. But it's a different. That seems that's the Gemara's already. You know, that's what I think is the Gemara's assumption at this point. Rav Sheshes. So to speak, there's like two ideas of shmiras. One shmira is guard right now. There's an actual thing which you're guarding against, and that's the primary idea of shmira: guard against the Issa Deraisa right here. And then there is like an institutionalized shmira, which is the long term. The Rabbanan said by not peeling things off in a long term way that will guard against the system. So, but you have an actual shmira versus like an institutionalized shmira. The actual shmira is going to push it aside. So, but it's docha. It's like docha. It's like when you're faced with two shmiras, that shmira is going to win out. So it's going to be mutar. I mean, they're going to be matar to do it. You know, you don't even say it's like docha. It's just that you have an overarching idea that you have to guard the Torah. Now you have a clash. What does guarding the Torah tell you to do now? Now you have both ways. Now whichever one is more serious, that is guarding the Torah, and the other thing simply doesn't exist. You know what I mean? One other thought I was thinking is that the question is, maybe this gets to Michael, your question before, is that, is this a general question in Kol Torah Kula, so to speak, in every Derabanan, whether or not the shame gather is built in or not? Is that, does it necessarily imply that, or do we have to say that? So, you could argue, I don't know, I could see saying no. It's specifically here by Shabbos. I mean, definitely the Gemara extends it not only to baking but to Chatzah. You know, but I could see it saying this because in Shabbos there's an idea of Shvas, which is, like the Rambam says, is a Nemarotor Tishbos, which means you have to rest on Shabbos. What does it mean, rest? He says, Afilu Midvarim She'ena Malacha, Chayev L'Shvas Mehem, which means that the Isser, the Halacha of Shvisa Shabbos, is not just from the Lamed Tes Malachos, but there's like a Gavro who's a Shoves on Shabbos. And it can include many things. And when the Rabbanon set up their isurim, it's the gezera. It's not like just the halacha. You're not allowed to break a branch, ride a horse, because it will lead you to. It's true because it will lead you to break off a branch. But my not riding a horse becomes incorporated into my Shmir Shabbos. It becomes like an independent halacha, like as like a kiyum in its own right. Like, I don't know if you say that, like in general, like not eating meat, chicken and milk. It's a gezeira. It's not like there's a kiyum in not eating chicken and milk. It's an iser because it will lead me, I have to protect the meat and milk, so by not eating chicken and milk. But by Shabbos, it's like the reason why it's set up is in order to protect, you know, breaking a branch, but it gets a reality in its own right because it becomes attached to the say of Tishbos. This is what the Rambam says. So Tishbos. So the thing is, so you could argue is that in general, you know, I'm just throwing this out. It's conjecture, but you could say is that in general, really the Shvos is there is the halachic component of an Isur Darabanan. Okay, that is protect the Torah through so and so. What else? You can't make an independent law. After all, what is the Darabanan? Darabanan is the protection of the Deraisa. So the Shem Gather is intrinsic. But the question is, by Shvos, since on Shabbos the Shvos could be an extension of the Deraisa, it actually has a Kiyam Deraisa in Tishbos, so you could argue that maybe here it could be set up independent of the din of protect the Deraisa. Now, we'll just say, Shvisos Shabbos includes not doing Rediyas HaPas. Not because of Shmira. In other words, Shmira is the way they usually set up Isur Darabanan, because there's no halachic address, there's no halachic definition of the thing other than guard the Torah through doing so-and-so. Well, what else are you doing? But since there's an idea of Tishbos which lends itself to extension, so now Rediyas HaPas could be an independent halacha. You can't do Rediyas HaPas because that breaks Shmira. Darabanan extending Shmira, I'm sorry, different. Shvisa, they're going to extending Shvisa Shabbos. So doing Rediyas HaPas, it breaks Shvisa Shabbos. It's independent from the Shmira. So then the fact that it runs into the other Shmira, now there's a Tzuras Eser. What's Tzuras Eser? Shvisa Shabbos. And the Rabbanan includes Rediyas HaPas. So it could be the question is when it comes to a Shvus, by regular Gezeira, definitely the Din Shvisa Shmira, Geder is built into the Eser. But what about by a Shvus, where it lends itself to extension of Ezekiyim in the Deraisa, of the extension of Tishbos, do you say there that the Eser could break free of the din of Geder? Or do you say, still, it's true, it's Ezekiyim and Tishbos, but bottom line is his underlying identity is still a Geder. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, maybe you'll say, you could limit it to just the question in Shabbos. Like, you can't necessarily say the same thing, you know, the same Ibai would apply, you know, yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, it's like, you know, when you get particular, you know, you don't really know. But presumably Shabbos is the most, you can't prove just because his questions are by Shabbos, because in general that's why a lot of the Rabbanim is by Shabbos, and I don't know if you have cases otherwise. But I'm just saying, I could see limiting the question to Shabbos. Like, I see Shabbos being unique in that regard. Because Knas Be'etzo also is in the realm of Shvos. I mean, I say in the realm of Shabbos it's different, because like Shvisa Shabbos is includes those things also. They could come like Minichal under Shvisa Shabbos, because Shvisa Shabbos lends itself to that. I think with this idea, it could be, I'm not going to get into it now, but there's a Tosfos Yeshanim on the side of the Gimel Mabez, like on the side of the page, in the column, the M. Tomar, where he quotes an answer. I think with this way of learning the Gemara, the Ibaya, I think you can understand that. Okay? You could, if you're interested, you can look at it, you can ask me about it. But it's on the left side of page Gimel Mabez, in the column, under the Gilein HaShas, the M. Tomar. He has a question about the comparison of this case and the Carmelis case. It just, and they're going to have to revisit all the facts there. So let's just, if you want, you can look at it. I think this way, the second answer, I think it will be easier to understand with this way of looking at the Gemara. Okay, so what I want to do next is, I guess we have to finish up the Pshat and the Gemara here. Give me a second. I'll let you know. Give me one second. So what I want to do is the Tosis of Elodah. There's a question we pointed out. Someone asked the question. David's question. But Tosis there, Elodah Hadavidkir. And the Ramban gives an answer for it. Okay, the Ramban. Tosafot Rosh does also, but I want to do. But I mean, Tosafot Rosh is more of a chesh. He works at the cheshvan of the Gemara, but the Ramban, I think, gives a. I'd like to look at the Ramban's answer. Okay, it's a good kasha. So let's try. I think that's what we'll do next. And after that, maybe we'll try to define that question what you were saying about tchilas and So it's Chazon Sofer and Chicago. What's that? Just a quick idea on that. If you come up with, like, what's up with that? Okay, so that should, I'm sure that'll keep us going for tomorrow. So Tosus is the Ella de Hadavetker. It's a short one. Tosus has a kashi, he doesn't answer it, but if you look at the Ramban, you'll see the answer.